There may be dedicated followers of fashion, but Elvis Presley was a leader. Today, his image remains popular, not only due to his good looks and amazing record sales, but also because of the clothes he wore. Zoe Gotto has studied Elvis's fashion style in the first detailed look at the clothes he wore.
This is a side of Elvis that hadn't really been looked at seriously before. There's been lots written on Elvis's influence on music and culture, but almost nothing on his massive influence on style. And I remember a couple of years ago walking into a bookshop in London, and there was a whole shelf of style guides. You know, everyone was there, Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, but there was nothing on the King of Style himself. So I realised this is an opportunity to write something really interesting on Elvis, looking not only at his clothing, but also his hairstyles, his fleet of cars, the way he decorated his homes, everything that kind of made him such an icon of style.
Even from his early days at school in Memphis, Elvis's dress sense was unique.
The teenage years are a tricky time, and most people try and keep their heads down and go unnoticed. But Elvis was actually really brave in his early dress. He was wearing pink at a time when it was considered very effeminate. His hair at the time was considered wildly long. He was also taking his style cues from the blues singers on Beale Street in Memphis, so he was crossing racial boundaries at the time. And I think he got a real kick out of standing out from the crowd. There's a really nice photo in my book, Elvis Style, where Elvis had a shirt and his grandma had hand-embroidered his initials onto the front. And it shows that as a teenager, even with a tiny budget, Elvis was still managing to have his own unique style.
Colours were important. The famous gold suit, the pink Cadillacs, and of course, those blue suede shoes.
Well, you can do anything, but they hold for my blue suede shoes.
Now, one of the places that he used to often walk by and look in the window and maybe go in even if he didn't have much money was the famous Lansky Brothers store in Memphis. That's somewhere I know you visited recently as well. Tell me a bit more about that incredible shop and the influence it had on Elvis.
I think Lansky Brothers was really important in helping Elvis to create his own style in the early days. As a bit of background, it was a menswear store in the centre of Memphis. And it was where all the local musicians would shop. And it was owned by Bernard Lansky, who one day saw Elvis window shopping outside. And he came out and he invited young Elvis into the store. And from then on, a friendship was formed. And this is way before Elvis hit the big time. He was just working at a local theatre down the road at the time. But then when Elvis starts performing, Lansky gives him free clothing to wear. And in return, Elvis becomes kind of like a goodwill ambassador for the store. And he also carries on shopping with Lansky throughout his lifetime.
When Elvis returned to splendor at the end of the 60s, he once again became a fashion icon.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face.
The comeback special, it was such an important moment in Elvis's career, and it was really about him taking control back of his career after spending years in Hollywood. And what he really needed was an outfit that made him look powerful, and this leather suit did that perfectly. It was actually made from a really thick leather, the kind that you would make shoes from, and Elvis became so sweaty during the performance that he had to literally be peeled out of it at the end of his performance. And it was also the first time that Elvis had worked with the costume designer Bill Ballou, who then went on to create most of his jumpsuits in the 70s.
Well, the image is one thing, and a human being is another, you know. It's very hard to live up to an image, I'll put it that way.
Jackie Wilson wore them, so did the Osmonds. More recently, even Britney Spears wore one, but nobody rocked a jumpsuit like Elvis.
I think they're fantastic. I know that some people now see them as kind of comedy costumes or something you might wear at Halloween. But if you actually look back at the photos of Elvis when he first starts wearing them in the late 60s, he really does look amazing. And I think there's very few men who could wear a jumpsuit and still look that masculine. And I think the jumpsuits also, they had a massive influence over here on people like David Bowie and the glam rockers. I think they really gave men permission to be peacocks.
You've really looked at a fascinating part of Elvis's life and really given it the centre stage and the spotlight that it deserves. And I know that you've just come back from America, looking around and book signing for your book, Elvis Style, from Zoot Suits to Jumpsuits. Where did you get to visit in Memphis and following in Elvis's footsteps?
I was lucky enough that Lansky Brothers, the store in Memphis, actually hosted a book signing for me, and that was a real honour to be back in Memphis and have a book signing at Lansky Brothers. I also stayed at Elvis's former apartment at Lauderdale Court, which is where he lived when he was a teenager with his parents. It's a pretty amazing experience to wake up in Elvis's bedroom.
And I know from looking at your various accounts on social media, like Instagram as well, you put some great photos, not only of Elvis, but personal photos as well. Your little girl actually having a little tea party in Elvis's apartment. That was great.
Yes, and we've got a really nice picture of her sat in Elvis's bedroom on the bed playing a guitar. And I said to her at the time, you're going to really appreciate this when you're older.
Oh, wow, absolutely. And now this amazing trip and all the research that you've done for your book, has this now inspired you to write more about Elvis or to look at other people from the time who also set their own style fashion-wise?
I'm actually currently working on a book on country music style. And I'm going to be including Elvis again in this book. As well as writing my book, Elvis Style, I also regularly write about Elvis in style magazines, and it's a real passion of mine. So I think I'm going to continue to write about Elvis as much as possible in the future, and I hope that will lead to another book on Elvis.
Zoe Gotto's book, Elvis Style, From Zoot Suits to Jumpsuits, is out now.
Thank you. Good night.